This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
Far be it for me to tell you to turn your radio off. You should leave it on. But if you're not watching the Detroit-Phoenix game right now, it's 4-3 with about, what, Connor, about 35 seconds, 40 seconds left on the game?
Yeah,
something like that. And it is really outstanding. The last 5 minutes or so have been great, and a great comeback for Phoenix no matter what happens. This is Nation Radio, and I'm Alan Mitchell. We're joined by Greg Drinan from Taking Note. Greg, how are you, man?
I'm great, Alan. How are you?
Good. You know, speaking of Phoenix / Winnipeg, I check your site every day, and today I knew a little bit about the, because you've been updating me, a little bit about the Chilliwack team heading to the coast, or heading to the island, but now we're talking about the Pats being involved. Tell me what's going on here.
Well, the Regina Pats and their landlord, used to be Regina Exhibition Park, it's now called the Evraz Place, have long had a contentious relationship when it comes to lease negotiations. They're in negotiations again. I was told yesterday that the Evraz Place gave the Pats a take-it-or-leave-it offer, and furthermore was told that the Pats, Russ Barker out of Calgary, the owner, is seriously thinking about leaving it. Now, these are negotiations, so I'm sure that there's a lot of things being said, and maybe someone's bluff is going to be called. But in the past, when these negotiations have gotten a little frosty and a little, there's never been the Pats haven't had an option like they do now, where they can say, well, we don't like your offer, we're going to go to Chilliwack. Chilliwack is losing the Bruins to Victoria. There's an arena in Chilliwack that definitely meets WHL standards. So, I'm sure the Pats are going to try to use that to their benefit. Whether they'll go all the way and end up in Chilliwack, I would find that hard to believe, but it at this point in time, it certainly is an option.
This is the team of Terry Harper and Bill Hickey and all of those guys. This is an old-time WHL franchise. When was the last WHL franchise with that kind of history to move?
Well, there hasn't been one. The Pats came awfully close in the mid-80s when I was at the Leader Post in Regina at the time, and they were actually, a deal had been made to sell them to Swift Current. There was a huge dispute in Regina at the time, because believe it or not, the Regina Exhibition Park wanted to, or was in the process of implementing a $1 parking fee. Parking up until that time had been free, and they decided they were going to charge people $1 to park. And I remember the foo-for-ah at the time. And lo and behold, John Rittinger, who an accountant in Swift Current, who'd been long trying to get a WHL team for Swift Current, swooped in, cut a deal to buy the Pats from who at the time were owned by the Pinder family from Saskatoon. Yeah. Herb Pinder Jr. was the family front man, if you will. I still couldn't remember the sign on what was then the Agrodome, what's now the Brandt Center, the arena the Pats play in. That it was during the Christmas break, and I believe it was the Pats' first game coming out of the Christmas break. Might have been scheduled for Boxing Day. Anyway, the game was canceled, according to the marquee, because the team was moving to Swift Current. So, you're right about the Pats. They are the oldest, I believe, the oldest junior hockey team to be continuously in operation in Canada. So there's a huge amount of history there.
You know, it's funny because you say all that, and the memories are flooding back, because I worked at CKCK in the same building, 1922 right. Park Street, same time.
Yep.
time flies.
And there's an Edmonton angle there, too, because the Pats, general manager and head coach at the time was Billy Moores, who had left the University of Alberta to coach the Pats. He left at Regina. He only lasted the one season. He'd had enough. As much as he enjoyed coaching, I don't think he liked the wheeling and dealing in junior hockey. I think he found that a big adjustment coming back from university. And of course, he went on to join the Oilers.
And is there a possibility that Winnipeg would have to move the Moose out? And is Regina a possibility there too?
Well, all of this, of course, hinges on the Phoenix Coyotes, who, by the way, just finished losing to the Red Wings 4-3.
Yeah.
If the Coyotes move back to Winnipeg, and there's so much smoke coming out of there now that I think it's far more likely than it's ever been. Well, then the AHL's Manitoba Moose are going to have to go somewhere. I mean, I've heard a number of options. I've heard a swap with Saskatoon where the Saskatoon Blades would move to Winnipeg and the Moose would move to Saskatoon. But then yesterday I heard that the Everest Place people in Regina have had discussions, awfully preliminary discussions, of course, with the, wow, with the American Hockey League about possibly getting the Moose.
Greg,
the one thing that spurred a lot of this was...
Greg, we got to run, buddy. Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. This is Nation Radio. We're out. AHL action just around the corner. Have a great day, everybody.